You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
So I want to talk to you a little bit about honoring the mothers. And I entitled this sermon, Honor Her. Say it with me, Honor Her. I believe there's something that God really wants to say, and so we just applaud our mothers today, and we look for opportunities to honor them today. And, you know, we've had some great things. We had some refreshments and different stuff. The young people wanted to do something special for the moms, and the children's ministry wanted to do something special for the moms. And I hope you enjoyed that, mothers. It's difficult because everybody wants to do something for the mothers. So, but we're going to try to do something for dads. All right. Dads, hang in there. Hang in there. So a couple bagels off to the side for you guys. Our thing is humble. You know, we don't have a lot of requests, you know, just feed us, you know. But being a mom is so important to the future of everything. We had such an amazing women's conference yesterday and the day before. Can we just give it up for all the ladies that were involved in that? Amazing. And the conference was called Titus 2. And, you know, I don't know, this word is just so powerful. It the scripture came right back to me. And I want to start right here in Titus 2. Because I think there's something that we can learn from older moms. There's something that the young moms can learn from older moms. There's something that everybody else can learn from older moms. And so Titus 2:4 says, these older women must train the younger women to love their husbands and their children, to live wisely and be pure. So it's this picture, I think, that not only older women teaching younger women, it's older moms teaching younger moms how to be wives and how to be mothers. And I think that's so important that we have these older mothers, but we can't just call them old moms, okay? Please don't do that. Whatever you do, you'll wreck Mother's Day. So we're not going to call them old moms. We're going to call them mothers of experience. All right, just try the title with me one time. Say it, mothers of experience. Okay, so if you're a young mom, you can't wear this title yet. This is something that you have to kind of pay your dues a little bit before you can be a mother of experience. But it's important that we have some of these mothers of experience in our lives. You know, these mothers are ones that they've gone through it. They've got the T-shirt. Any mothers like that in the house today that you're like, I've been there, I've done that, I had the babies, I got the T-shirt. That's you. And it's incredible. Mothers of experience can be great mentors. And I've seen it happen in our church, because you need a mother of experience to be a mentor. You can binge watch YouTube all day and you're not going to get the truth that you're going to get from a moment that you spend with a mother of experience. You know, I love the internet. It has its place. But you know what? Sometimes you just need anybody, you know, anybody ever get tired of when you call customer service, you're just talking to automated things and whatnot. I want to talk to a flesh and blood person, you know, and sometimes that's what you need. You need to talk to a flesh and blood mom that's been there and done that. And it's not just some internet article. They know what they're talking about because they've been there. And so mothers of experience have so much to offer the body of Christ. And that's why I love the church, because there's always somebody that can teach you something that you don't know. There's always somebody that can teach you something that you don't know. Turn to somebody beside you and say, you might know something I need. Turn to somebody else and say, I might know something you might need. I think that's what makes the church, the body of Christ, so beautiful, because you have this powerful thing, and that's why we don't need to be in a rush to leave church as soon as church is over. Some people just bolt out the door. The Bible says, though, know those that you labor among. Take some time, fellowship, get to know somebody. There might be somebody that knows something that you need to know. Amen. There might be something that you need to say. But it's something powerful that happens in the body of Christ when we stay around and we begin to fellowship and we begin to know each other and we begin to spend some time and we begin to meet some of these mothers. I believe that as we allow people in our life, that our life is enriched. And we need to acknowledge, I believe, the experienced mothers and the mothers around us. 1 Timothy 5:2 says this: treat older women as you would your mother, and treat younger women with all purity as you would your own sisters. You know, one thing that I love about the church is if you're lacking something, you're lacking a mother, or maybe you've been a little disconnected from your mother, you can find a mom in the house of God. Amen. You can find a mom. You can find a couple moms. Amen. I was listening. I got to sneak in and on a little bit of the women's conference. I kind of paid my dues through the synthesizer. And I got in there. I snuck in. I wasn't supposed to be there, but I got in there. And I heard a bunch of stuff about spiritual moms. And I thought that was so powerful. And some people even said they had a couple different spiritual moms in their life. I think that's so powerful that we know that there's no lack in the body of Christ. That if you have some lack in your natural family, you can find what you need in the house of God. Maybe you're lacking. Maybe you said, my mom has passed on. I don't have my natural mom. But in the house of God, you can find a mother that you need. You can find somebody that's a mother figure. Amen. Who's your mama? All right. Sorry, it's all right to have fun in church. If you'll allow yourself to enter into the fellowship of his family, you'll have plenty of brothers, sisters, fathers, and you'll have plenty of mothers. Amen. Now, I just tell you my personal story. My mom has three sisters, and these three sisters thought they were my mothers also. And anybody ever been there? You had some aunts that thought they were your mother too. They kind of got themselves in the business. They were in your business. I had one aunt that she drove me to school in the mornings and she would pray with me. I had another one that would encourage me emotionally, make sure I was all right. And the other one just liked to spank me. I don't know what. She might have had an anger problem or something. Maybe she was going through an angry season of her life, but I just, was praying for her the other day. But you might say, oh, well, Pastor Josh, you just were blessed. Can I tell you that in the body of Christ, you have that and more. When you come into fellowship in the body of Christ, what you have lacking, you will find. Possibly, maybe not the spanking part, but the other part of what you need, there are mothers in the house of God. There's brothers and sisters. There's fathers in the house of God. And I think it's important that we take moments to honor mothers. Look for opportunities to honor motherhood. I just want to honor Pastor Carol. She's such an amazing, amazing mom in the house of God. Amen. You know, some people, you've been mothered by Pastor Carol. Some people, you didn't even ask for it, and you still got mothered. But that's what I'm talking about in the house of God. You know, there's mothers. I think about Sister Annette, man. She comes early on Sunday mornings. She's like a mama hen. If somebody's out of line, she just brings them right back where they need to be. I love Sister Annette. She's a true mother. And the Bible says something so powerful about honoring fathers and mothers. It says it actually multiple times, but let's just go right here to Ephesians 6:2. It says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it will be well with you and that you'll have long life on earth. Can I tell you that any time and any effort spent honoring your mother or great mothers around you is time well spent? Why is that? Because as you're adding to them, God is adding to you. Ooh, isn't that a thought? Honor your father and mother and it's going to go well with you and you will have long life. What does that tell me? When you go out of your way to do something special for a mother, God will go out of his way to do something special for you. I hope somebody grabs a hold of this because I believe God is going to give you a secret to enrich your life and it's called honoring mothers. I love this. You talk about an amazing Mother's Day deal. I wish we spent more time honoring. You know, that's something that God's really been just dealing with me on my heart, is that we should spend, as the people of God, more time honoring one another. Too often we're picking apart faults or we're finding stuff wrong or we're looking and saying, oh, you did this, you do that. But instead, could we find something worth commending? Could we find something that is praiseworthy and elevate the conversation and elevate the culture by honoring? What a powerful thought. You bring out the best in someone when you honor them. If you can somehow look beyond all of the faults and the things that are going on and the shortcomings and the failures and see the thing that God is doing in somebody's life and praise that, there will be plenty of time, you know, to correct this and that and address that and sit down and discuss this. But if we could just start the conversation with honor, if we could just begin the conversation with saying, I recognize the God in you. I recognize what God is doing in your life, and I want to honor that. I think that's a powerful revelation. Honor is so powerful. It gives life, and it enriches life. It's actually the work of the devil to divide people, to find fault with people, to argue all the time. Actually, the word Satan means accuser. And so he wants to make an accusation about someone's character, about someone's behavior, about the way someone is doing things. But God actually is the opposite. God looks to forgive. God looks to honor. God looks to love. Right? And so if we can tap into this part of God where he honors and he uplifts, what a world we could create through honor. And so I want to just kind of take a look at this, what Ephesians 6 and 2 says. Because it says, honor your father and mother. And then it says two things, two promises that are connected to this. It says, it's going to go well with you and that you will have long life on the earth. Now, first, let's look at long life. To have long life, you got to be healthy. Amen? So if you're not in good health, you don't live long, right? But if you've lived for a long time, that means that you've been in what? Good health. So included in this long life that God has promised is just health. So if we honor our mothers and our fathers, we will have long life. We will have health. And you know what? Healthy people, for the most part, are happy people. Why is that? Because sad, when you're sad, it takes away. When there's things that are unresolved in your heart, it takes away from you. And eventually it takes away from your life and it takes away from your health. So what can I say about when we have a culture and we have a behavior of honoring and we have a habit of honoring, what happens? We have long life, we have health, we have happiness. I hope you get this today. The happiest people are the ones that live with a pure heart. Don't live with unresolved issues. Don't have unresolved issues with your family. Don't have unresolved issues with your mom. You know, mothers are a gift from God. Take the time, treasure them, cherish them, and value the moments that you have with them. The Bible says that tomorrow is not promised. So if we take the gifts of God that he's given to us in our lives and we make the most of them and we cherish them and we honor them, I guarantee you that your life will be enriched. And actually, Scripture tells us that you're going to have long life, you're going to have a healthy life, and you're going to be happy when you live a life of honor. And I see many people carrying around unnecessary baggage, unnecessary burdens, because they have unresolved issues with their families. But especially moms and dads. Can I tell you that? When you hold something against somebody, it's like a cancer sitting inside of you spiritually. And a lot of times it begins to play out in your physical body. It begins to debilitating things in your physical body. But there's something so powerful that there, mothers and fathers are connected to the life source that you have. And everything, you may not be able to make everything right, but you can make things right from your side. And you can make things right before the Lord. Amen. And I found this to be true. And this is going to be a hard truth for some. It's going to be a hard truth for most. And that is, even if somebody was mostly in the wrong and you were just fractionally in the wrong, can you go and resolve an issue from your side and before the Lord? Amen. That takes some maturity right there. Because we want to say in our flesh, we want to stand on our laurels and say, you know what, you were wrong and I was right. But what if we could say, you know what, I'm going to repent for the little wrong that I did in this, even though I might have been mostly in the right. I'm not going to live with unresolved issues. I'm going to live with a pure heart. I'm going to live with an idea of honor. I'm going to live and stand on the biblical concept of honor. Amen. Come on, somebody give the Lord a hand. This is preaching today now. I love this part. Second part, it says, when you honor your father and mother, it's going to go well with you. I don't know about you, but that just sounds good when God says it's going to go well. You know, when somebody in the natural says it's going to go well, that's good. That's a good thing. But when God says it's going to go well, I get excited about that, because I start letting my mind wander on what could go well in my life. And so I want to get involved in this honor concept, because I want stuff to go well in my life. Anybody want stuff to go well in your life? When I start thinking about stuff going well, I think about the old song, "It is well with my soul." It is well. It is well. I don't, you know, besides the challenges that I've gone through, besides the difficulties that I've seen in my life, at the end of the day, I can kick up my feet and say, it's well with me. I'm good. I'm good. In my physical body, in my emotions, in my spirit, it's good. Look at somebody and say, it's good. I'm good. Now, hopefully you're not lying today in the house of the Lord, but I want to be at a place where I can say, I'm good. And I believe God wants you to be at a place where you can kick up your feet and say at the end of the day, I'm good. It's well with my soul. It's gone well with me. When I think about this, it's a Hebrew word that is go well, and it's yatav, which means to be glad or joyful, or to be pleasing or be pleased. Can you think about that? When you're a person of honor, you're pleasing. You're pleasing to the Lord, and you are pleased. I'm pleased with what's going on in my life because I live a life of honor. I'm enriched, and I'm pleased, and I'm glad about it. You want to talk about joyful, joyful. We sang the song this morning. I'm joyful because it's going well with me. God is providing for your needs when it's going well. When it's going well, God is protecting you. You have the precious gift of salvation. When it's going well with you, God is protecting you, providing for you, delivering you. If that doesn't give you satisfaction and peace of mind, I don't know what will. Will you stand with me today? What I want us to walk away more than anything from today is this. Concept of honor. Let's start with our mothers, because it's Mother's Day. But if we can begin to build a culture of honor in our lives and build a culture of honor in our church and build a culture of honor in our homes, we will be enriched because of it. You bow your heads, join hands with somebody, make a connection. We want to be connected in this thing. You can't honor without somebody to put that honor on. Amen. I can't just do honor by myself. I got to be in fellowship with other people so I can honor them and I can receive some honor. Amen. I want us to be a respectable family. That we learn to respect one another. This honor, it's beautiful. Father, I just thank you, God, for each and every person that's here. First, we thank you for the mothers. We wouldn't be here, literally, if it wasn't for mothers. You used mothers. Mothers are your chosen vessel, God, to bring about life. So we bless them. We honor them today. We thank you, God, that as we honor them and we honor other parts of our family, spiritual and natural, God, that this honor would overflow. That this honor would overflow in our lives. That this honor would overflow in our church. And this honor would overflow in our home.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.